Hello, my name is Lenata Wenzel. Welcome to the Vodcast for Study Unit 7. Today I'm going to talk to you about the introduction to capital gains tax and specifically to where CGT fits into the calculation of normal income tax. Up to now, until Study Unit 6, you have been able to do a taxable income calculation for a company. This is a typical example of what it would look like. The numbers are just random, so it's not a specific example that you need to refer to. But here you can see that there are income items that you've included as income, and you have deducted several expenses and capital allowances. And the end of this calculation gives you the taxable income before capital gains tax. So up to now, you are able to calculate this figure. And in Study Unit 7, we are now referring to the capital gain, specifically the taxable capital gain, which is included in this calculation to get to your final taxable income. So do you see that this taxable capital gain is part of the normal income tax calculation? You start with your income, you do your deductions, and the very last item that you do before you calculate your final taxable income is the taxable capital gain. Now, to calculate this figure, which you include there, is quite an extensive calculation, and that is what Study Unit 7 deals with. So you will see that the framework for calculating the taxable capital gain is the proceeds less the base cost, which gives you the gain or loss per the asset. You take off the exclusions and you get the capital gain or loss for one asset. Then you will add your other capital gains and losses for other assets, and this gives you the aggregate capital gain for all your assets for the year of assessment. You take off your assessed capital loss for brought forward from the previous year, and this gives you the net capital gain. This figure is multiplied by 66.6%, which gives you your taxable capital gain. And this is the amount that is included in the taxable income. So here is your taxable income amount, but this is the figure that you calculate in that detailed calculation for capital gains tax, and you are finished with your taxable gain. So did you see that it's part of the income tax calculation? It's not a separate tax. You do the calculation separately, but you insert the final figure in your final column, and you are finished with your taxable capital gain. Your taxable income. So I hope this has helped you to give you a broad background of where it fits in. Now you can go and look at your Study Unit 7 to see what the detail is on how to calculate this taxable capital gain. Thank you.